This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Adapt and change right with it, and they're there for you. Brinkotter.com, and you can go check out the home this week, 600 South Putnam Street in Moquegua, and you can win a $25 gift card to the Salty Farmer, also in Moquegua. So check it out on our Facebook page. We get back on the other side of the break. Angela from the Y, Nicole Bateman from EDC, and we have Cards Cubs tickets to give away, courtesy of First Mid. Don't go anywhere. News and stories coming your way now.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Boosters for seniors. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some younger Americans can also get a COVID vaccine dose again if they have the Pfizer version. The CDC joining the FDA, green-lighting that. Fox's Evan Brown has the info live.
Yeah, Dave, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did not vote totally in agreement with the FDA's decision to recommend booster shots of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination for frontline healthcare workers. But the CDC Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, overrode their decision to make the agency fully agree with the FDA, saying it would better serve the nation's healthcare interests. Walensky's decision is being criticized by some as highly irregular. This means the healthcare workers, along with the elderly, the chronically ill, and nursing home patients, could receive a third Pfizer dose. Dave?
Evan, we expect to hear from President Biden in about 45 minutes on his COVID response. The day after another 3,100 deaths were reported, more than 10,000 the past 4 days. That camp of Haitian migrants is shrinking at the Texas border.
Heavy machinery begins the process of tearing down the migrant camp underneath the International Bridge in Del Rio. This as the federal government continues to clear it as fast as possible.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Del Rio. About 3,000 migrants remain. It was five times bigger. Some have been sent back to Haiti. It's believed thousands have been allowed into the U.S. The search for Brian Laundrie is now a week long, and Gabby Petito's fiancé no longer just a person of interest in her death. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant with Laundrie accused of fraud after they parted ways on their cross-country trip.
The indictment alleges Laundrie fraudulently used a debit card between August 30th and September 1st to obtain items valuing $1,000 or more in multiple states, including Wyoming, where Petito's remains were discovered nearly a week ago.
Fox's Charles Watson in Florida. House Democrats plan to pass a bill today to guarantee a woman's right to abortion without state restrictions, though it's unlikely to pass the Senate. Amid a new attempt to get the Supreme Court to block Texas's new abortion law. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The renewed debate over abortion rights has a new Fox poll showing that more Americans side with Roe v. Wade, but we're still evenly split on the procedure itself.
65% of Americans say the Supreme Court's 1973 ruling Roe v. Wade should stand, according to the latest Fox News poll, including 53% of Republicans who say so. However, when asked specifically about abortions, 29% of all respondents said they should always be legal, 20% said mostly legal, and 38% said mostly illegal.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. In the end, it was 49-49 for and against abortion. A Kroger store in Tennessee is now a crime scene as police try to figure out why a gunman shot up the supermarket in Collierville, killing one person, injuring 12, then killing himself.
We did find out that he works for a vendor We've got that confirmed through law enforcement sources. That individual did work for a vendor inside this Kroger store, not a direct Kroger employee. We do know that this was a man who at least lived locally.
Daryl Green with Fox 13 TV in Memphis. A former state trooper in Louisiana is charged with violating a black man's civil rights in a federal indictment. Jacob Brown accused of beating Aaron Bowman with a flashlight at a 2019 traffic stop, leaving him with a broken jaw and ribs. In Minnesota, the ex-cop charged and convicted in George Floyd's death is now appealing.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin filed with the Minnesota State Appellate Court Thursday looking to overturn his murder conviction for the death of George Floyd. In documents filed Thursday, he's raising 14 issues with his prosecution, including the judge's refusal to sequester the jury.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. Floyd's death led to Chauvin's conviction and a sentence of 22 and a half years in prison. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 80. And tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low of 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 24th edition of Byers & Company. We're 2 weeks from the food drive. Can you believe it? 20 years. Angela joins us from the Y, Nicole from EDC. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Here's a little inside baseball for you as we move throughout our day. I guess, you know, Wisconsin's on the same time zone we're on, right? I mean, it's Central Standard.
Straight up north.
Look at the way it looks, though. I mean, it looks like they're playing at like 5:30 a.m. with the shadows being the length they are, or 5:30 p.m.
Hmm. Wow.
It's such a beautiful course.
It's weird, Brian, waking up. The show has taken on three looks just this morning, from pitch black to sunny day.
Yeah,
and everything
sure.
in between.
And September and October are like that more than any other month. So here's the inside baseball part. Nick and I communicate in a lot of different ways. When I was doing the show from home, it was through Zoom. And so I had even a closer up look at Nick than I do here in the studios. Yes. But we use Google Hangouts as one of our ways to communicate. And so it's funny because I just looked at it as we were heading into the newscast, and Nick wrote, "Ryan and someone else is here for Brinkouter, can't see who." That was my crack producer getting me the information needed for that interview.
Well, I mean, you're intuitive and you knew who to expect. But I guess, to be fair, I probably should have confirmed it's who we thought I should have confirmed who it was.
Yeah, no, literally what he wrote was, "Ryan and someone else is here for Brinkouter, can't see who."
And by inside baseball, he means me getting thrown completely square under the bus.
Or, well,
deservedly.
One could look at it that you were throwing me under the bus leading into
the
interview.
Set you up for failure.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. All right, so good morning and welcome. Angela joins us from the Y. You know, we're in a tough time right now as we are still dealing with the after, well, not even after, still in the middle of the effects of COVID-19, what that means. You know, yesterday there were 32 positive cases and three residents who passed away. Two of those were males in their 60s, which is, you know, the closer I get to that number.
Right.
And a female in her 80s. We had a woman as young as her 30s, die in this community in the last number of weeks. Now, the case positive cases are down. I talked to both Teresa Rutherford and Drew Early last night at the Girl Scouts events. They said, you know, their staff is just overwhelmed, but but it appears to incrementally be getting better. Not to say it's okay,
right,
but at least you know, the hope is
back in the right
that there has been a surge. You hit the peak of that surge and you come back the other way around. But we've also learned this stuff keeps coming back, right?
Yeah.
And so what's the comfort level right now with just, you know, the administration, with staff, with, you know, your clients, your members, you know, I guess everybody's just sort of watching. Yeah. Right now we still have the outdoors.
Right. I would say the comfort level is pretty good at RY. You know, when we're working out with clients, we socially distance and do our thing. If we are training clients and not working out with them, then we don the mask. When we're in the wellness center, working out, you do not have to have your mask on. If you're, you know, taking a class, you do not have to have your mask on. So high intensity,
And is that set by the state, those guidelines, or how does that work?
That is my understanding, that is set by the state.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those things change pretty frequently. We just, you know, we want everybody to be safe and have the best workout experience
at the same time. That's what everybody is looking for, right? I mean, you know, how much normalcy can we embrace in a safe way? And be kind and thoughtful of other people. I mean, that's the missing piece for so many people that has kind of surprised me. Right. You know, is that when I'm throwing my fit at the front desk, you know, I'm basically saying I don't care about anybody else here.
And the good news is we haven't had a lot of fit throwing.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. In our group classes, you know, we have the tape down that we put down, in June of last year. And, you know, when it came about where we didn't have to wear masks, you know, and then I was like, oh, well, we can get rid of the tape. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get rid of the tape because I think people kind of liked having that space that they could call their own. So the tape just is probably going to be something that's going to be there for quite a while.
Well, there were people out there. I wouldn't call myself a germaphobe by any stretch of the imagination. I know there are some things. I don't like public restrooms. I never have.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you would, to be honest with you. Everybody ought to have, like, just a healthy amount of fear of public restrooms because it's just, I mean, just the two words, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, but I do think we'll take some practices out of this.
I do.
That whether it's cold and flu season or whatever else, you know, because you know what's been nice over the last 2 years? Not having cold and flu.
Right. That is the truth. That I was just thinking about that the other day. The masks have definitely lowered the flu.
And
or
social
we're not
distancing and washing your hands, all those things, you know, stuff we probably should be just doing naturally.
Yeah. I am also one of those people that believes that you do need to build up an immunity and not wash everything off because there are good bacteria that that keep us fighting things too. So
yeah, you know, I hear you, but on that side, I'm gonna the teeter totter goes this way or that way. I'm going this way.
Let's just say this: I do not wash my hands 5,000 times a day.
Well,
I do not wash my hands like every 15 minutes, and there are people that do.
Okay.
I just don't.
That's a whole other thing. That's not the science. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Every 15 minutes. All right. So let's talk about what is available. You can sign up for the member newsletter. There's a lot of ways you can communicate with the Y. But you have swim lessons,
yep.
swim classes, all the stuff that normally. And the pool's a great place.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's enough stuff in there to kill everything.
Exactly. And I would say that our pools are probably back to normal. I mean, they've been back to normal for quite a while. The members that are in the pool at certain times of the day are the same as they probably were pre-COVID. And then, of course, you've got your really down times and you've got your days that are more popular. And that's pretty much, I think, right on tune to what it was before COVID happened. And it's good to see people comfortable in the pool and in the group classes, too.
All
I
right.
Would say.
And then swim lessons that are already underway. But there's a new fall session starting October 4th.
Yes.
Well, what does that entail? It's been so long since we've worried about teaching somebody how to swim. You know, how many classes, how long is it?
So we have four stages, and the Stages 1 and 2 are 30 minutes long, and there are two of those offered every day, 4:30 to 5 and 6 to 6:30. And then we have our Stage 3 and 4. They are 40-minute classes, and they are offered Monday through Thursday, 5:10 to 5:50. And then we have started a special needs class, and we'll do those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5:10 to 5:50. Saturdays, 9 to 11, we offer all classes.
Okay, and then what are the costs? Swim starters, it looks like $35 per week.
So, yeah, we just changed the format, so everything that you're telling me, I have to memorize. So, yeah, $35 for the half-hour classes.
But it is available at a higher price for non-members. I mean, you can get swim lessons even if you're not a member of the Y.
Yes, that is true. So if you're a non-member, the price is going to be a little bit greater. So I believe it'll be $70.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. See, I'm testing you. Swim basics and strokes. So you got basically you break this down like 6 months old to 3 years, mm-hmm. 3 to 12. You know, there's age groups. You can get all the information at the YMCA website, which is literally DecaturYMCA.org, and just go to the schedules and check that out. I don't know. I learned to swim as an adult.
Okay. How old?
I don't even remember now. My mom was terrified of water, and swimming. And I think that was something that just was instilled, I mean, you know, like by just being around it, you know?
Yep.
And then I think I learned to swim probably high school age or, you know, maybe around there. And then when we had a pool, it's like it's the old thing. You just get way more comfortable with it because you're in it every day.
So
what's the best? I mean, is it literally lessons? I mean, there are people who just throw their kids in the water.
That is true. We don't do that anymore.
I recently had that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have lessons for teens and adults. They're private lessons. And we've had a lot of inquiries about teen and adult lessons. Our private lessons are half an hour one-on-one with one of our instructors.
Well, the schools used to do it, right? I mean, through the schools, using the Y.
So we used to do safety around the water. We are hoping that will come back.
Okay.
But since COVID happened, we have not been doing that.
Yeah, but I think it was a big deal. I think in like the fourth grade or something like that every DPS kid would go to the Y for swim lessons.
So, yeah, and it's not just DPS. We do Mount Zion would do it. But yeah, DPS and Mount Zion were the two big ones for sure. Yep. And hoping someday that those will come back. They
sure.
will. Yeah. Yeah.
So you shouldn't just throw your kid in the water.
No, you probably shouldn't do that. But I know that was old school way. But yeah, I learned to swim probably when I was about 6 months.
Yeah, good deal. All right. Well, we literally have all, I mean, there's way more that we can talk about in one segment. What's the best way for people? I mean, I know the website's there. They can sign up for, there's a text club, there's a member newsletter. I mean, you communicate with people in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, but if you want to see the Y, you need to come in. We do tours all the time. You don't have to make an appointment. You can come in and somebody will give you a nice tour. And, you know, we ask you what are your goals? What are you interested in? I mean, if you're not interested in, you know, using the pool, you know, we'll just give you a quick little rundown of the pool. If you're not interested in the group classes, we'll kind of focus you where you want to be. And some people are, you know, a little apprehensive of doing everything. It can be overwhelming. We do have a lot to offer. So we just want to focus on what your goals are and what your health needs are. And that's what we'll base our tour around.
Okay. And I would highly encourage that because it takes some of the scary out of it.
Absolutely.
When you just see people that look like you going about their business, doing their thing, you know, you can see yourself in it then.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, if Austin's not training, well, and he's in the studio, they'll introduce the prospective member to Austin. And he's just a great guy and he can help people out. And he is definitely the popular trainer right now.
All right. Well, easy to do and easy to become a member. Right now, any deals going on for a new membership?
Not that I am aware of. Not that I've been told.
Okay.
So,
but it's so affordable. And I think that one of the things I'd like to talk about before we get you out of here is, you know, there are these big box places that, that open up and they charge like dirt cheap. You know, mm-hmm. I've always been of the opinion of, you know, dirt cheap is, you know, dirt cheap for a reason.
Right.
But in any sort of area. And I'm not knocking anyone. I'm just saying if that's your thing, that's fine. But that is bare bones. I mean, you get like fancy colors and stuff, but there's nobody there. There's no help. There's no guidance. There's no relationship. There's no mm-hmm. in the community. Yep. There's no, I mean, I could go on and on and on forever. I mean, not that I think that, that I'm not making the argument that people should overpay to be Y members. I think the payment that the Y asks for is completely in bounds of what it, it is. In fact, I think it's less than what it's worth.
Absolutely.
But there's so much more that comes with that than just a gym membership.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said community because, you know, the Y is there for the community, but you also build tiny communities within that Y. And I've said this before, and I know you've seen it when you've come into the WSOYMCA Challenge. Mm-hmm. You will see those same people at the same time every single day, and they will notice when some of their community isn't there, and they will wonder, hey, where have you talked to? Have you seen? Have you heard from? Where are they? And, you know, and that's good for us because then we can reach out. Hey, where are you? We miss you. Come in.
Yep.
And that is, that makes them feel valued. And that's kind of what we're all about. It's part of the WISE mission.
It's the good peer pressure. And
yeah,
it's also,
right.
You guys have lost people, you know, in this mm-hmm. last year and a half.
We sure have.
And that's been tough because it is like a family.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of our really strong, members, and I mean, I don't mean strong as in, I mean,
not as in physical strength,
right?
Yes.
But that was
somebody who was really invested in
yeah,
the Y. Yeah,
you know, and when he passed a few months ago, that was hard. That was hard on a lot of us. It was hard on me, and going to his visitation was tough.
Yeah,
it was tough. I mean, just thinking about it right now is pretty emotional.
It,
you know, when
was,
you lose listen, someone like that.
Well, great guy that I've known for 25 years.
Yeah.
And loved him to death, but he was also one of these guys who just didn't think this thing was real. And unfortunately, you know, for him and his family, that lesson had to be learned a tough way.
Yeah.
So when you
yeah.
think about that, when you go in, and you got these unbelievable friendly people up there, you know, everybody's just trying to keep everyone safe. That's
absolutely.
The bottom line. And I know it's a tight line to walk. You guys want to serve and you want to be a part of the community and everybody wants their life back to normal. I mean, look. Everyone does.
Everybody does.
But the way to get there is get your vaccination and be courteous around other people and be nice to these front desk folks.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that story. You know, I thought about all of our friends in our Kroger family, you know, looking at that mass shooting that took place. Thankfully, I mean, unbelievably, only one person died, 13 injured down in, I believe it was in Kentucky, right? So, I'm sure it's in that central region of the people that we all know and love so well because of our relationship with the food drive.
Yeah.
These are families.
Absolutely. And it's hard to put into words when you lose someone that you've known. And, you know, it wasn't a family member, but it was a family member. It wasn't a blood family, but that person was part of my Y family. And now is no longer. And I'm blessed that I don't have any family members that have been afflicted with a horrible case of COVID and have passed. So I can't even imagine what those families are going through.
Yeah, and our frontline workers. Hopefully, you know, we're looking at the numbers daily. That we're trending towards the right direction. Clearly not in the right direction right now as far as what we'd like to see. But just keep doing your thing. You can go to the Y. You can do it safely. Just, you know, and just look, these aren't their rules. I mean, they didn't come up. They didn't sit in a room and go, how do we just annoy everybody as much as we can? Everyone
is
just
true.
Trying to do the best they can to protect everyone else.
Right. Nobody wants to continue to wear masks. I know I don't, but I know that I have to. And I will do it as long as it's deemed necessary. And when we can put this all behind us, we'll all be better people for it.
Well, we'll get there quicker if everyone will just play their role and do their part.
True.
Angela, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Enjoy
too.
The weather. Are you a golf fan? Will you watch any of the Ryder Cup?
My husband and I do watch like the important ones. I know the rules of golf, but not something that I've ever played. But I'm getting more into watching it than I ever used
well,
to.
Well, this is the best.
But it looks beautiful, and I will tell you it is a lot more fun to look up and watch golf than it is to look up and watch the news.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Whistling Straits is a beautiful course right out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, so you kind of feel like you're in the Midwest
Sheboygan.
There. And it has a European feel to it because it's got, like, the really long prairie grass and all the hills. And, it's not a big flat.
That's a beautiful place.
Yes.
We did a long weekend in Sheboygan, and it was really fun.
No doubt about it. Angela, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low of 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:24.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong.
Power up with Sloan's.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashioned.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I told you the other day that Genesis is touring, right?
You did tell me that, yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. I won't go see them, but I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely cool.
I'm not really a concert guy.
I've been to hundreds.
No, I know you. I would rather... I don't hate them. And I'd rather go to someplace like, over at the University of Illinois to see a show there.
Oh, like an arena?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. I'm not like a state fair kind of...
So
even a celebration,
medium size contained sort of, when you get to arena, it's a lot of to do. It's a lot of parking. It's a lot of lines. It's your seats might not be very great.
Right. So, but Genesis wouldn't do it for me. There are some old guys that I'll go see.
If they were on a bill with maybe two or three other acts like that, that would be enough. But on their own, I have no real attachment to them.
Right. I don't know. I was waiting. I thought you gave the gentleman who was giving you the business there about the Republican bashing that you gave him my email address. I haven't gotten any. I assume it was a gentleman.
Yep.
Okay. It was interesting. You and I were having this conversation during the break, and we'll pick this up on the other side of news, but he was going in a very long-winded way telling you that it didn't matter about what the results were in Arizona with these, that it was what?
I don't know where he was going with that. Election, I'm assuming it was the election wasn't a landslide victory.
Okay. And so I have a question about that when we get back, just as another just example of what I'm talking about when you can't just be truthful about things. We'll be back.
This is Shiler with your stories now. This October, during Millikan University's 2021 homecoming celebration, the university will honor seven distinguished individuals with this year's Millikan Alumni Awards. The 2021 honorees are Dick Deckert, class of 1954, and Marilyn Trainer Deckert, class of 1955, C. Thomas Harrington, class of 1970, Sir Edward Kidd Jordan, class of 1967, Dr. Ngozi Onora, Angela Osborne, class of 2009, and Randall Renfro. For more information on this year's recipients, go to nowdecatur.com. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Wednesday, September 22nd, there have been 32 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. There are currently 19 hospitalizations. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases to 14,579 since the start of the pandemic. Officials also reported the passing of three residents with COVID-19. Two of these residents were males in their 60s, while the third resident was a female in her 80s. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A migrant camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas is getting smaller. It's mostly people from Haiti.
About 3,000 remained, according to the folks on the ground there last night. 1,949 Haitians have been sent back to Haiti. 3,901 were moved to CBP custody, where they're going to be removed or released into the community. But the camp had 15,000.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The first subpoenas are issued by the Special House Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
The panel wants to hear from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Committee Chair Benny Thompson wrote to all four saying investigators believe each one has relevant information about the insurrection.
Fox's Joe Lado. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low around 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. One thing that I remember very distinctly doing in 2016 after the November election. Do you remember when all the people were marching on Washington?
In November?
After the Trump won the White House.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yep, I do.
Is get over it. You lost. You can go back and listen to a podcast of that show. And I said, love him, hate him, vote for him, not vote for him, get over it, you lost.
Yep.
The people have decided.
He's our president.
He's our president.
Mm-hmm.
Quirky, uncomfortable, awkward, whatever you want to, but that's the way this stuff works. Elections have consequences. said the exact same thing in November of 2020. And here we are, all this time later, and people are still calling up Nick and giving him a bunch of grief about rigged elections and how there's no mandate and he only won by blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump didn't win the popular vote in 2016. He won the Electoral College, which is also the way the system works. And there were people that would go, you didn't win the... Doesn't matter. These are the rules. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Ryder Cup gets played this week. These are the rules. Everybody knows it going in. Nobody did a change up, right?
Right.
But Donald Trump got 46% of the vote in 2016. He got 46% of the vote in 2020. Joe Biden got 51%. And what was considered in Donald Trump's victory by Donald Trump's own words as a landslide is now being regurgitated in 2020 as too close to call and rigged.
Yeah, not enough to have won. It wasn't that.
Now, make that make sense to me.
You can't on the surface at all. The only way you can try to wrestle it into making sense is if you're calling a foul. That's the only way. But there's been lots of pushback on calling it a foul. So.
And when you're to the point, and I want to ask, if you can honestly answer this, I mean, I really would like to hear from you. To a point where Republican elected office holders in Georgia, in Michigan, in Arizona have had death threats for telling the truth. Justify that to me. Justify that there's some vast conspiracy involving the Secretary of State of Georgia and CNN or whatever. You know, I mean, come on. Don't you at least, you used to make fun of the tinfoil hats, the kooks. And I never held mainstream conservative politicians, I mean, they weren't responsible for the kooks. It wasn't their fault there were kooks. The kooks have now become the mainstream.
Right. Or at least the headlines.
They're the mainstream. Liz Cheney, you got to go. You have to be purged. Adam Kinzinger, you have to be purged. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was your presidential candidate. Purged. George Bush, purged. John McCain, purged. And you're telling me I've changed? You know me. 25 years of doing this. You know me. Love it or like it or hate it or embrace it. I'm not going to BS you, and I'm not going to drink Kool-Aid.
And there's nothing wrong with anybody wanting conservative values or, you know, any of that.
Nor have I ever said anything even remotely close to that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a viable way of living in the United States. It's tried and true.
Yeah. So
that's not what you're saying, right?
No, what I'm saying is if Donald Trump got 304 electoral votes and it was a landslide, how do you say that Joe Biden's 306
is it a landslide plus two?
Yes. That's not Republican or Democrat. That's just you having your own set of facts, an alternate reality set of facts. That's it.
I mean, it is that simple.
Really? I mean, I don't know why it's so hard for people. I mean, I really don't at this point. You know, maybe you wake up the next day with kind of an election hangover and how'd that happen? But I know this is literally September 24th, 2021. We're coming up on a year.
Look, and what you could do tomorrow is take a good night's rest, wake up tomorrow and say, all right, we lost this one, but we're going to win the next one. And here's what we need to do. Here's the platform. Here's the points I need to share with my friends.
But they didn't learn anything from 2020. They're so convinced they're right with this radical, crazy, kooky stuff that they had to have been cheated. It's the only way they lost. I mean, that's where they are. That's the mindset. Not, by the way, the elected people, because I think they just, they go, yeah, well, just play to the mob.
Just get on the horse and get the next one. There's another one coming.
If you use this same strategy, you're not going to get the next
one. I'm not saying use the same strategy.
If you put Darren Bailey as your candidate, you're not getting the next one. This, and we'll see who's right 5 years from now. In my opinion, is the end of the Republican Party as being any sort of player in anything. The National Party will become what the Republicans in Illinois have become. Backbenchers with no ability to actually influence anything, with no power, and they're happy to do it because they'd rather just scream and yell than actually lead.
And that will leave, if that happens, there will be a lot of people who will feel unheard.
Of course.
A lot of people.
Well, a lot of people are being unheard right now. In fact, I think the majority that aren't cool with ransacking the Capitol or beating cops with fire extinguishers. They don't write that off as like, oh, you didn't just see that with your own two eyes.
Just a regular old Tuesday or whatever it was.
So there you go. That's more time than I want to spend on it. But if you want my illegitimate opinion, the guy called and asked, and that's it. You cannot sit there and tell me that Donald Trump's election with 304 electoral votes was a landslide, and then tell me that Joe Biden's 306 electoral votes isn't a mandate.
And just a point of procedure, if you're calling and want a question asked, you got to get to it. I can't listen to it. I don't mean to be mean. I got to cut you off, get your question. You can't give me an hour of setup.
Right.
You can't. That's and I'm called, not trying to be mean.
No. That's called get your own radio show.
Yeah, just give me the question. I'll pass it along.
Start a podcast. We'll get back on the other side of the marquee break. We'll invite Nicole Damon into the studios with the EDC. And we're going to talk a little bit about enterprise zones and why they matter. And they do. Back with more after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Milliken University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Milliken education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Milliken difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at milliken.edu/visit.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 875. West McKinley.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I feel like I should be wearing a cocktail dress and dancing right now, like with very like straight face look.
Oh yeah, you got to be really shiny and slick. And Brian, can I tell you and Nicole something that I had happen? Not to hijack your interview, but I think this is really kind of cool.
Are you going to tell us about your new car?
Yeah. Did you know that I was talking to a local business owner that and telling them about the development at ADM with the French company whose name eludes me at the moment, mm-hmm. the expansion with Mueller, the investment that Tate and Lyle's doing on clean energy, the new warehouse, the inland port, you know, all these different things that are happening. And the business owner said, thank you for telling me all this. I had no idea. I was really kind of down on Decatur, and now I feel a lot better.
So oh, good.
I thought that was kind of, I mean, it tells its own story, but I thought it was great, you know, that there's that much to say.
Oh, there is. I have a different reaction to that guy than you do, because I have those conversations all the time, too. And I was having a conversation not long ago, and I was informing the person about the Duane Andrews Ag Academy. And after I got done, he said, I had no idea. And my thought was, how hard are you trying? It's like, you know, we weren't quiet about this thing. You know, I mean, we blew this up in a really big way. But maybe to Nick's point, we know it. We live it. We see it every day. Maybe we just got to keep hammering it home even more.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like you're beating a dead horse and you keep saying the same thing over and over again. But you're right. There are always folks out there who haven't heard it yet. And for whatever reason, maybe, I mean, we're living in our world. They're living in their world. I'm trying to reach people all the time. Seem redundant and thought, okay,
well,
we've already talked about this.
Look at the last 18 months. I mean, clearly.
Yeah, right, right.
I think the shame of it is, in all honesty, is that we've never had more information at our fingertips in the history of human beings than we do today. And more ways to access it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Yet people still seem not to want to do that, which is crazy. We want to use all the resources for misinformation and arguing and fighting about everything rather than celebrating what we have. And then as a community, I think we are. I'll take onus that we're guilty of when you're a busy person, you get something done and you move on to the next thing. I mean, that's just sort of the way life works. Busy.
Yep.
And we don't maybe take enough time as a community to celebrate the wins.
Mm-hmm.
That we ought to have more of a concentrated effort to really go, all right, let's pat ourselves, meaning the community, on the back here.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, and you look at the wins on the new business developments and the expansions from our existing companies, but we have this great recruitment card. It's a printout card, but, you know, we promote this on the Limitless Decatur website, too. But we refresh it every other year. But on the back, when you flip it over, it talks about all the rankings we've had. And it's a full, we got to upgrade the size of the card now because we have so many of them. And it's exciting to see, right? So, but again, to your point, if we're not talking about that all the time, or we just move on to the next thing, people forget. But it's good to thank you, Nick, for sharing all that good news with him, because, you know, now he's going to tell somebody else and they tell somebody else. And that's, you know, sometimes folks preferred method of communication, and that's great too.
But spread good news, not just gossip. I mean, people are all too happy to spread gossip. I mean, it's just, you know, we got ambassadors for gossip. I mean, without a doubt.
And that was part of the pushback was, I don't want to look at all that negative stuff all the time. So I'm not really looking anymore.
Yes. I got you.
Yeah, I see that a lot, too. And understandably so. I find myself doing that, too. I check out a little bit because you don't want to filter through all the negative to get to the good stuff.
All right. Let's talk enterprise zones.
Yeah. So
incentives matter.
They do. Yes. Incentives matter. It shows that you not only do you want the business, but it also gives opportunities for businesses large and small to participate to continue to grow in your community. And so, you know, when we land these bigger projects like the Atkins Group warehouse that's being built on North Commercial Crossing, and if you've not driven by there, go do it, because they are full steam ahead. And it's just, I think it'll put into perspective how big that warehouse is going to be. It's like 14 acres under roof. It's huge. And so it's just fun to see the construction, too, and especially if you have little kids.
Yeah, because you can say 600,000 square feet, but what does that really look like, right?
Right. It'll be the biggest thing you've probably ever seen, which is pretty exciting. So, so when we get those projects, you know, we talk about the incentives that are offered and that they're going to be able to take advantage of. But what I wanted to bring to the table today was that we have incentives not just for those gigantic projects. We have incentives for small projects as well. And the most, I think, beneficial one for folks that are looking to expand their businesses that are here right now would be the sales tax exemption. And so if you are undertaking a project that requires a building permit and you are in the enterprise zone, which I'll tell you, our enterprise zone is one of the largest in the state. So if you're physically located in the enterprise zone, you're going to be adding on or remodeling or anything that requires a building permit, there's a good chance you would qualify for sales tax exemption on your building materials. And so we want folks to be aware of that, especially business owners. Now, this does not qualify for residential, of course, but for commercial developments, it would qualify. So if you are curious about that, I would encourage you to go to our website. It's DecaturEDC.com/incentives. And in there, you'll have there's a link to the enterprise zone map, so you can see if your business is located in the enterprise zone.
And then the booklet, the guidebook that will explain all the incentives that could possibly be available to you. And if you're not in the enterprise zone, but you are next to it, call me, because we do have a little bit of wiggle room where we can possibly add companies into the enterprise zone, depending on the type of project that you're going to undertake.
I look at this argument, and we've debated this over the years, TIF districts, whatever it might be, and there'll be a certain amount of people out there who go, well, you know, you're just giving away. Well, you know, this is the rules of the game. And if you're not coming with all the tools, you're heading into a gunfight with a fork.
Mm-hmm.
Because every other community in this country is doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
And so yes. Whether it's ultimately right or not really is not in the conversation for me. Mm-hmm. This is how communities are competing. And when all is even, or it is basically the same to go here or to go there, these things matter.
Absolutely. So those are the baseline, right? So you've got your local incentives through the enterprise zone. You can have TIF districts. You can have then at the state level different incentives as well. There are things like the manufacturer's purchasing credits, other tax credits that are available. But you know what? That's the baseline. And then what Decatur has on top of that is intermodal access, low utility costs, you know, all sorts of other things on top of that. So we have to offer those things to be competitive at the baseline level with everybody else in the state and others throughout the country. But then on top of that is when we really start to, you know, bring home the gold.
Yeah, you got to have the infrastructure, you know, in place, but you also have to be coming to the table with the same offers that everyone, you know, I look at economic development is such a finicky thing, and so much of it is, you know, I've heard from my friends over in Springfield that the reason that there's a Shields over there is because the guy who owns the place is such a huge presidential historian, you know, because he wanted to be in the birth, you know, the home of Lincoln. You know, if you go over there and you see all the stuff they have with the animatronics and history,
true. Yep.
You know, I don't know if that's true or not, but I've been told that. I do know for a fact that the Rivian in Bloomington, you know, that the owner that came to that to see the property fell in love with a coffee shop in the little downtown area there. And loved the people. And in fact, if you go to the lobby of Rivian, which we got to take a tour here recently, there is that coffee shop is now located inside of
nice.
Rivian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was that quirky thing of a downtown, you know, which isn't as nice as ours, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and loving that sort of feel that made that guy pull the trigger. Now, $1.5 billion later in investment. I mean, it's you just don't know. What causes a yes?
Exactly. So when all the pieces of the puzzle fit together and you've got all the basics, you know, the land, the price, the infrastructure, the incentives, the employees, all of that, it can be, those tipping points can be, how does a community feel? How does a community react? You know, do they have what I need? Because if you're making that investment, you know you're going to be spending time in that community, getting that plant up and running or whatever it may be, or coming back to visit. You're going to want to be there, right? And so that's why when we work on, you know, these projects, and again, we talk about this a lot, but maybe there are people out here who haven't heard it yet, right? Quality of life matters. These amenities matter because when we're attracting these companies, they want to have things to do, places to go, and they want to like it. And because if they don't like it, they're not going to build it.
And this is my fear about people who come to a community, and this is true of any community. It's not something that's unique to Decatur. And I talk to the person at the hotel front desk, or I talk to the person at the gas station, or I talk to the person. What's that frontline experience for a stranger coming into a community? Because you know there's a lot of negativity at some levels of that, right?
Yeah, and I'll occasionally test that out too. You know, if I'm grocery shopping or running up to the deli, and I'll just ask, you know, pretend like I'm out of towner just to see what they say.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, occasionally they'll be negative, occasionally they'll be neutral, and occasionally they'll be super positive. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, but it's important to note every single resident here, every employee in Decatur has to be a salesman for the community, because at the end of the day, that's going to benefit you in some way or another. So let's speak positively, keep the good energy going. There's more projects in the pipeline. Hopefully we'll be able to make another announcement here in another month or two. You know, but those things are coming because everybody's pulling in the same direction, and we have to continue to do that. Otherwise, we won't continue to prosper.
And there is a lot of momentum. And I am, you know, I'm betting high on, you know, what's coming next. And not only those frontline people, but I would also suggest there's a lot of people that have either run for office or serving in office that are the worst at this. You know, and it's because of ignorance, either ignorance or you're just willfully lying. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that it's ignorance, you know, that they just don't know.
Yeah, that's what we find oftentimes is that they don't know, but they're on this platform now because they're running for an office or whatever it might be, that they feel that they have to speak on it, and they do, but oftentimes if it's not correct, you know what, just call us. We love to meet with folks and talk about the things that we can talk about and inform the citizens so that we're educated on what's going on. And then continue your platform. That's fine. But don't speak about things you don't know about, I guess, because that
it almost seems like it's a requirement.
Yeah.
All right. One last break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Nicole Baven from the EDC. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low around 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 59 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:54.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Busey Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures. One family, one street, one city at a time. Busey, your partner in building business and growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Was the soundtrack today just like mediocre 80s? Was that the name of it?
Basically yacht rock, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what that means.
I've decided I'm not a yacht rocker.
No, you're not.
I've done a lot of introspection on that. I love a lot of 80s music I really like. My formative years, you know, and I think you always take that soundtrack with you the rest of your life, whether it was good or bad, right?
Right.
Fortunately, you got stuck with the 90s. I'm sorry for that. There's a lot of 80s stuff I like, but there was a lot of bad 80s stuff too.
Sure was.
And I think you all would call it yacht rock now. So it's got its own thing. I guess everything comes back around eventually. A lot of great stuff going on in the community. I'm super happy, that they're doing an event. You know, we have a significant, Hispanic population in this community, mm-hmm. and not really a lot of representation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yep. And they're doing a nice event Sunday in Fairview Park. And I know we talked to Dr. Z from Richland Community College earlier in the week, and they're super stoked about that. Those kind of events matter too.
They do. And, you know, Dr. Z reached out and he wanted some demographic information, and, you know, we had some questions for us and we were able to provide that. And I think it's important because, you know, as companies look at, and companies and community members look at cultural diversity, right? Let's pay attention to that. Who's here, right? And I think with the coming out of the census numbers and all the data that's going to come out gives us, again, a chance to hit the reset button and say, all right, who's here? What should we be celebrating? This is a new era. Let's figure this out. And yeah. I'm super proud that they're doing that this week. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
And what can we learn? I don't know why people are mm-hmm. so afraid to learn from other people. I mean, it's like a barrier wall. My favorite thing in the world to do, my heart's sick over beyond people dying and getting sick over the last 18 months is I haven't been able to go anywhere, like travel. Yeah. And it's what I live to do. And most of that is like just learning about mm-hmm. other people and what they are like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And experience.
And you know what they are at the end of the day? They're humans. Exactly. I mean, that's what you learn is that, you know, in Ireland, they're really not any different. I mean, the same concerns they have for life are the same concerns you have. Mm-hmm. They're just funny, and you can't understand them after a couple of minutes when they get talking really fast. But they're the nicest people on earth. Or you go wherever you go. We had to cancel a trip to Rwanda, which I was really, really looking forward to going and learning. And hopefully we get the Ag Kids back on track with that when it's all good and safe and ready to do. You're doing a great job. Thanks for coming out last night to support Tanya and the Girl Scouts.
Oh, you're welcome. She's one of my favorite people. She's had a an influence on the way I think about our community, too. We were in a meeting a couple of years ago, and she referred to the youth as our kids. And I said, you know what? You're right. They are our kids.
Yeah.
And just so anyway, I was happy to be there in support of her. I think she's a wonderful human being.
Did you win a floor gift certificate?
I did. $50.
Look at you.
Woohoo. Got my eye on a bracelet. So.
You had to donate to win, so thank you for supporting the cause.
You're welcome.
Pictures are on our Facebook page, and podcasts are available anywhere you get your podcast, but easy enough at nowdecatur.com. No show on Monday. Nick and I have been forced into a mental wellness day. Ooh. Well, the whole company has.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It wasn't like we were like on a list.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying.
You too.
So there will be a best of on Monday morning. We will be back at it in studios Tuesday morning. We're 2 weeks away from the food drive. If you want to volunteer, get to nowdecatur.com and check out the food drive page. We'll see you Tuesday.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Don't forget to wear your mask to the haunted house. That's the message from the Illinois Department of Labor, which said because of Illinois' indoor mask mandate, visitors must wear masks despite vaccination status. There are still around 240 smaller local governments in Illinois that have yet to claim nearly $20 million in federal funds meant for COVID-19 relief. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity said more than 1,000 local governments have taken steps to claim more than $361 million so far. The application window closes on September 30th. Dip your own candle like a...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.